You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's go. Good morning. It's Wake Up Tucson. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. And Christopher DeSimone, we have a wonderful day on tap today. We're going to have a little special, Movies on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here on Friday. Matt and I again are...
We got to go interview with Kamala Harris.
We got so many things to do. The VP gig, we're going to work...
Your tribunal.
It's like
practice.
A triple header.
We're going to do a mock tribunal just to get you sharpened up. Just to get you sharpened up.
Mock tribunal, and then we have what else we got going on today? Oh, and then we got you and I are going to give Justine driving lessons, right?
We can start a traffic school.
That's
the Wake Up Tucson traffic school.
Oh, hold on, this is good.
Here we go.
Hold on, now that's a bit. All right, so
there are these rectangular signs with black print on them. They say speed limit.
All right, so Wadsack needs to go to the Wake Up Tucson driving school. Rahina Romero's sister, we know that.
What? I don't remember this.
Oh.
One. Okay, well, you can tell me later. I don't want to.
It's a public story. I'm not saying anything I don't.
All right.
Diana Ross, all right.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Is she still alive?
Harrison Ford. Well, that's a flying school. We could kind of branch out.
We'll have Jim White and Tim over at Double Eagle.
This is called a taxiway.
I remember hearing a prank call, and it just told you there was a guy doing Harrison Ford calling up a gas station to see if he could land the plane next to the station so he could fill up.
I like
so he
it.
Doesn't have to land on another golf course or something like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Chris Magnus? Remember he got pulled over?
Dubnik. I think didn't he get pulled over?
I don't remember.
Back in
Dubnik.
The day, he got
but
he
I do. Ticket. But I do remember Chris Magnus getting pulled over by his own police officer.
Sharon, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's true. Sharon Bronson. Oh, my God. So we got Bronson, Magnus, Wadsack, Rahina's sister.
The world's first politically themed traffic school.
Bishop O'Brien in
political
Phoenix.
Humor.
Remember Bishop O'Brien killed that poor guy, right? And then being the good man of Christ, he said he thought he hit an animal. I wasn't sure if he was just lying, probably, or he was so drunk he just didn't know it. Not that the Irish drink. I didn't say that.
For lightning. Are there any clouds outside?
It doesn't matter. God doesn't need a cloud to come get me.
Okay.
Trust me. We have so much stuff to do today. I forgot what Mark's doing for movies. He told me, too, during Pickleball Battle.
Okay, Joe.
I got books and magazines today.
Okay. By the way, I didn't address it in our pre-show meeting. That's from Ben Bueller Garcia. Those are auction items for the August 17th night at the USO fundraiser.
Yeah, it was so great. He told me what was coming, and it's so awesome. So thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Is Jim White from Double Eagle listening from Milwaukee? You're still at the convention's over, Jim. Jeez.
He's on Delta. That's the problem.
You know.
They said 4 days.
I mean, how many more?
4 more days.
See if Wynn's still out there taking pictures of herself in Milwaukee. One of my favorite, as I said, yes, I had a great discussion with I was the guest speaker for the Tucson Republican Women's Club yesterday. And Jimmy Bednarik, what's up, my friend? And it was so good. What I was going to say with Wynn, as I told the Tucson Republican women yesterday, if you go on the Pima County Republicans Facebook, after about 2 minutes, you just want to start drinking some Drano, right? Because it's so depressing.
Oh, I stumbled on there the other day, and that mistake will not happen again. Wow.
But literally, there's this one guy who Wild Bill called up beautifully one day. But he's like, why isn't Sis Gamani at the convention? Oh, she says it in her commercial.
That's what the ad said.
Oh, that's right.
What? And I guess the question I would have is what other members of the Arizona congressional delegations was at the.
Someone's got to tell me. I don't know if a couple of people told me yesterday that the state party that, you know, that Carrie Lake helped kill the Trump fundraiser for in January, right, somehow raised $400,000 to fly everyone to Milwaukee of the delegates. And I'm kind of sitting there going, aren't you better spending the money on, I don't know, campaigns? It's too good. It's too good. Too good. Oh, that's right. Mark just said it. We're doing Spencer Tracy movies. There we go. We can't beat that.
Is that the one with Warren Beatty and Madonna?
Exactly.
Okay.
Spencer Tracy. Well played. I was hanging out with Kenny over at the drive, and he runs that What's Up Tucson.
Yes.
And he was showing me a video of a guy, I guess aviation's closed, possibly.
I did not see that, but thank you for the
still
tip.
Still closed, Kenny?
Yes. Still closed.
Thank you. Look at that projection. He should be in. The guy should be in media. This
he should.
Guy.
He should. He is.
He should. He's Kentastic. I'm Chris. I'm Chrisalicious. So it's a car. He has the video. You can see it on What's Up Tucson. The car's going like 100 miles an hour. It's got sparks.
What?
Right. And it just goes 100 miles an hour into a side of a building. Like it's not. It's like. That's what he says. He says it's aviation. So and near Richie.
Yeah.
Aviation and Richie.
It's on the eastbound side, I'm guessing.
You are correct. So anyway.
Dang.
He just showed me. You know, he's got the video on loop, but it's just like I said. It's like Dukes. You know. We say it's Taco Tuesday every day in Tucson.
Sure.
It's Dukes of Hazzard Day every damn day in this town.
Okie doke.
You know what song I was trying to find for Wadsack playlist yesterday was the Cannonball Run song? Cannonball. Because they were always, that, see, remember,
and
because
I'm sure we can get that on
so
YouTube.
So think about it. I thought about this. Burt Reynolds had the reason why they were in the ambulance, right, is they were going to tell the cops when they got pulled over that they were taking the patient to whatever hospital. That's why they were speeding, right? Sammy Davis and Dino were dressed as priests because they were rushing on their way to do some sort of priestly duty to tell the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Wadsack updated it for 2024 and said, I was going 71 and a 35 because my Tesla only has 4 miles on it.
Right. She's on her way to the caucus and yeah.
Cannonball 5.
Okay.
Cannonball 2024 with Justine Wadsack. I love it. All right. 1968 is our presidential year.
It was a very good year. It was a very turbulent year.
When you start going through it, there's so many things to pick out of 68 of a variety of genre. But, of course, Tricky Dick won that year over Hubert Humphrey and Mr. Wallace. And, Matt, what's my picture on the...
It is I... Richard Nixon.
And it's him walking along the beach.
Walking in the sands in San Clemente.
And what does it say on it?
If he's got to get over. Where's Ted Maxwell?
Says where's...
We've got to get to Tijuana.
Well, on that note, let's go to James Hendricks to start us off with the old watchtower.
Home, James.
I got my Cook's Country magazine, my dumbing us down, the hidden curriculum of compulsory student that Peter and Ken brought my way. We might do a little action on that today. We're doing it all today. Wake up, Tucson. All right. We're playing the 1968 presidential election playlist of that year. Tricky Dick defeated the ever-jubilant Hubert Humphreys, 1968. He's got a good smile on his face on that picture I used in the playlist, too. Cruising San Clemente. All right. You're on Wake Up Tucson. So Joe Biden has shown us the way that you can now resign from your job with a messy PDF and a signature that's not yours. I mean, was that a Hunter night shift job?
It's kind of crooked and looked very different. Yeah, it's just a lot of weirdness around that whole thing.
So we've also had a Kamala address to the nation, but no Joe. And of course, his the rest of the family is calling his brother. What's his face? Richie, yo, Richie. What's his Frank?
Frank.
Frank's a drunk, and so don't right. listen to him.
But I think yeah. I think the sister might have gotten in on it too. But remember, the narrative has been, oh, he's fine, he's fine, he's the best president ever, but we're forcing him out because the best president ever is going to lose in a landslide. So just, you know, just follow that thought pattern.
There. White House physician recovering quickly from COVID cancels his next nine trips. So, just going to tell you.
Perfectly normal.
They're still trying to
perfectly.
Work. They're still trying to interface his Etch-a-Sketch into the nuclear code. So, all right, let's do a little rundown before I get going. This one's great. This is from the New Republic, which definitely leans left. Let's go to gaslighting 3.0 here.
Okey-dokey.
An upper level class.
Okay.
Which two geniuses is this? Oh, this is just Alex Shepard by himself. Here's the headline. They're selling themselves.
All right.
Donald Trump is now the weaker candidate against Kamala Harris. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I mean, she's unburdened by a record, so I mean,
she's unburdened by senility.
She's unburdened by rational thought.
I mean, that'd be my commercial if I'm the RNC.
Right.
I'd say all the stupid crap she said, her total being given the border czar and doing nothing about it, and literally the press letting her get away with it, and go, well, we knew Joe was senile. What's her excuse? That would be my. You know, I know their side. They're going to do. I'm with her. I'm going to say. What's her excuse?
Uh-huh.
Right? So we got that. Again, is President Biden alive? Axios has a damning story about Kamala Harris. We'll talk about that. Whistleblower. Snipers at Trump rally left the roof because of the heat. So is this because were they in a heat island? Did they need more trees in Pennsylvania? We got that. Jamie Parsons, open borders and drug seizures, and we'll talk about some numbers that will spin your head a little bit. We'll get to the Secret Service Congressional Committee yesterday. Politico is trying to dunk on J.D. Vance by highlighting how a man who was voted the author of the century, J.R.R. Tolkien, shapes his politics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a.
Now you can do a lot of things, you SOBs.
I've seen this one flying around in the last.
If
couple
you
days.
Go after prog rock or
J.R.R.
Tolkien, we're gonna have a big.
It's all a racist thing.
Damn problem.
Yeah, that's where we're at, man. That is where we're at.
Nerds of the world unite. What the
and
hell?
We are going to come back. Yes, we will not take this sitting down.
You are well. Yes. They do a lot of things sitting down. We have the unpleasant symptoms of what the media is telling you of the latest COVID variants, including the flirt variants.
Okay.
Dr. Cullen, it's time to close down the bars. COVID's flirting. It's flirting. Kruger, get ready.
Get closing the scuba down. Tanks. We're going into the sewer.
Kruger,
we got a test.
We're closing down the plaza. Flirting. See Cullen running around. Stop flirting with each other. I can see her. Like a nun at the school dance. There better be daylight between you with a yardstick. Can you see Cullen do it? That'd be great. You're dancing too close to. She got like a full like N95 with the clear like a, it's not even just the shield. It's like another helmet around it.
Suit.
Radiation.
Yeah.
Dr. Cullen in the sequel to Silkwood.
A Geiger counter and a yardstick.
You know, her favorite part of E.T. is that part where they put E.T. in the little clean room and all the government guys are running around in their suits. She says that's her favorite part.
That's the good one, huh?
I know Kozachik and McCluskey like the part where Sean rides his bicycle with Kozachik in the basket, but that's
this is a tender moment.
Thank you. Arizona ballot description set as lawsuits over publicity pamphlet continue. Thank God Eric Fink found a U of A political scholar on Joe Biden's legacy. We'll read that.
Did somebody sue elections, Pima elections over that?
No.
That,
this okay, is statewide. Else. Statewide. Gotcha. Wait till I tell you which former Arizona elected official is joining the panel to investigate the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Eli and Crane, give him credit. He got up on the roof, former sniper.
Yeah.
And he did a little video up there. Jordana Carvalho, she is the former diversion manager, program manager at the Pima County Attorney's Office, beats the crap out of Laura Kahn over in an op-ed. What else do we got here? We don't need that. We don't need that. We're good. All right, let's get going. Jumping Jack Flash, 1968. Let's do this thing. Wonder if Wadsack was driving to this on going 71 and a 35. I could see it. Hey, remember, if you guys are having trouble with your roofs, with all of the crap that's going on, Blueprint Home Services, blueprinthomeservice.com, and again, 525-2555, 520-525-2555. Keep it in your back pocket, because Mother Nature, she's shown a little bit of her nasty side this summer. Global warming, I know, calm down. So, anyway, 525-2555, call Daniel and the boys and girls at Blueprint Home Services. All right, let's get going. What a perfect name, Kim Cheadle. I mean, this congressional committee with her yesterday about the Trump assassination attempt was just, it's a mild wow. I've been watching Man on Fire with Denzel Washington, and what a pleasant surprise. I forgot that Christopher Walken's all throughout that movie as his buddy down in Juarez. Wow, the cartels are wow. But Rich Lowry nails it in the New York Post. And we've already seen all the videos with Nancy Mace saying, "You're full of blank." That's blank. Jim Jordan lighting her up. Even AOC asked her a tough question. Mark the date. Okay. But let's do a little Rich Lowry. "The best thing any group of Republican senators had done in recent memory is chased Kim Cheadle down the hall at the RNC." I thought that was just hilarious that Kim Cheadle showed up at the RNC. "I care now." "Did I check the box, Alex Alejandro, or not? Did I check it?"
Why is that guy not in the hot seat? But I digress.
"The head of the Secret Service is an appropriate target for outrage. If there's any doubt about it, she removed it with her infuriatingly non-response performance before the House Oversight Committee on Monday." Now, this assassination attempt on the Trumpster, it goes one way or the other. Either incompetence, or somehow you were okay with whacking the guy. That's where you're at. So I'm going to go, I feel magnanimous today. I'm going to go with incompetence. How do you, back to Matt Neely, you had one job. So the number one job of the Secret Service is to protect the life of president, vice president, and that kind of personnel. That's your job. And presidential candidates. And so we're playing games with the Secret Service politically. Right? RFK, whose father was whacked, possibly by his own Secret Service guys, according to Dr. What's that dude's name again? Meckles, Metcalf, Mecklow, Weckle, Weckle, I got in there, Wechter.
Weckler?
Wechter.
Wechter? Yeah, yeah, it'll come back.
This is this forensic scientist guy we had on the show who debunked every conspiracy in, what, about an hour, Matt? You named it.
You bet. Yeah, that was a wild hour.
Well, he told you.
That was good.
If I went on longer, he would have told you that it wasn't really Brutus that killed Julius Caesar. That's how that guy did everything.
It could be.
Just throw anything at him.
We got one more segment. Anything else you'd like to get out of your
Well,
system?
JonBenet was killed by her father.
That was, yeah.
Right? Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were killed by OJ and his son. I went, say what? Cheadle should have been gone the night of the assassination attempt. True. Cheadle should have felt honor-bound to resign, and Biden should have felt honor-bound to fire her. When she says she's taking responsibility, she means in the contemporary Washington sense, saying it insulates you from actually doing it. So this is like, there's a new phrase that I was reading up on the Society of Human Resource Management page. It's called,
sure.
There's U of A fired, and then there's fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's Cheadle responsibility, and then there's normal taking responsibility. Just like these are two new terms using.
You get the continuum of responsibility. You got Truman, you know, the buck stops here, and you got Cheadle.
The buck stops way someplace else. What is it that makes Cheadle so indispensable? Is she some sort of unique talent? Is she pursuing some sort of transformational agenda besides DEI crap? Obviously someone, anyone not associated with the grotesque security failure in Butler, PA, and not hated and distrusted by now half the country would be better suited to do it. Secret Service has an exalted place in the public imagination thanks to movies and TV shows and the very admirable job of its agents to risk their lives shielding a protectee. Yet that it turns out to also to be a mediocre bureaucracy that on top of various scandals over the years can't even competently perform its most important task is profoundly depressing. When asked at the hearing why security weren't on the roof the sniper used, she said law enforcement was supposed to provide overwatch or observe it from above. Quote, there was a plan to place to provide overwatch. We're still looking into responsibilities and who is going to provide overwatch, she said. What? We still don't know that one. When asked, who decided that the rooftop would be outside their perimeter, she answered, I don't have a specific person to identify for you. Okay. When asked who approved the security plan for the rally, she couldn't say that either. This could be one of our new fun phrases of crap. It's a conjunction of personnel.
Yep.
I think Zach had that book on his bookcase when he was doing that interview. When precision and credibility were called for, Cheadle could manage neither. One follow-on effect of the Secret Service's failure in Butler is the full magnitude of which we're still learning is to stoke conspiracy theories. Right? That's the other part. If you just do it, you say, we blew it. I blew it. And I'm going to quit because I almost let this guy get killed by a loser on a roof. The slope roof.
In plain sight that everybody saw.
Right.
And everybody told us, there's a guy up there with a gun aimed at the president of the United States.
Amen, brother.
The former president of the United States.
Think of it this way. If the choice is believing the people entrusted with Trump's security and Butler were criminal masterminds, see, he says the same thing I just said. Criminal masterminds or morons. Which would you take?
The guy that was talking to BBC, he's some good old boy. It probably wasn't his first beer of the day that he was sipping out of his with the visor and the Trump hair. And he looks, you know, but you know what? He was on it. That guy was great. And then the BBC Correct. Guys. And then after he shot at the president, then what happened? Well, they blew his head off, and the BBC. Oh, we can't talk like that. We can't talk like that. And, well, that's what they did. But here you have all these guys that the press has loved to ridicule as a bunch of, you know, wackos and fringe people and, you know, nutballs following Trump, and they were the ones that are like, over here, guys, look there.
Well, and then what percentage of leftists in this country think that Trump was, it's the conspiracy theory the other way, that it was staged?
Yeah. And right? And when you get to something that is so obvious like this, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, there's a high hurdle declared to convince people that it wasn't on purpose.
Right.
Like, how could you have been that bad? Your meme that you saved the other day, you shared with John Daly, is the MAGA guys telling everybody where to look.
The drunk MAGA guys.
The drunk MAGA guys. And Tiger Woods is supposedly the ace golfer, is the Secret Service.
Yep.
Right? That was just perfect. You described it to a T.
Again, that...
Who really cares about doing a good job here?
What's really amazing is that meme of Tiger Woods and John Daly has to be one of the most shared memes in Christy Simone wake-up history.
It is so good, man.
I mean,
nail on the head.
To this day, it's still going. Like I said, I was looking at it one day going, what the H? Like, literally, it was in the like tens of thousands impressions, and it was wild. Let's see what we got here. It's been shared 500 times. Okay. And according to post impressions on the Wingding, it's 62,000 post impressions, right? And the engagement, which is people sharing or blah, blah on these various things, is 4,600 people. For some reason, that one just clicked with people. So let's go to Bill Numero Dos up in the OV. William.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning to all the wakies. I've said this before. I'm going to repeat it again. The problem lies with Congress, and I'll explain all that in a second here.
Congress sucks overall. You know that. No, just kidding.
Well, but they have a job to do, and they're supposed to be doing it.
Yes.
Now, how many times have we seen these oversight committees invite people in, and the people come in, some of them don't, and they pretty much just sit there and say, I don't know, I don't recall, I can't answer that, you know, all that stuff. And they just BS Congress, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, Congress has created all of these agencies. They fund them. They have oversight over them. They have control over them. But Congress lets these people just walk all over them. Shouldn't do that.
Right.
What I would do if I was in charge, I would say to her, you got 2 days to come up with all these answers. Otherwise, I'm going to defund the Secret Service and turn everything over to the U.S. Marshals. And just like Reagan, fire them all, and then you can go cherry pick and hire back who you want. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell. I mean, they have the power to get these people to do the right stuff, but they don't hold their feet to the fire. They invited the FBI, the Homeland Security alien, and somebody else to come to the hearing,
yes.
And they decline. Isn't that pleasant? They just decline.
Again, everything you've they're more into, as we like to say, as you've been the leader in this, the leader in the clubhouse, Bill. About it's all about the honeypot, right? And keep throwing around everyone else's money for power and whatever the hell else they're doing with it.
Well, and the executive branch has the power to fire these people. They don't. So that comes back to Congress. The only way you can fix this stuff is exercise your authority. They don't want to. I'm whispering now.
I love it. I love it.
All right. See you guys.
Have a good day. All right, let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 790-2040. I have a great email from Debbie, one of our listeners, about how useless the city of Tucson's 311 pothole, something's wrong thing that we're going to get to. It's a pretty good rant. And McCluskey just sent me a great, it's a Tucson police officer calling out Wadsack. Because in a deleted ranch, she said something about how she's investigating TPD.
Going Cunningham, going Avis.
You are correct.
All right.
She took it down, but of course, three people have sent me a copy of it already. Shocking. The internet never forgets. Wake up, Tucson.
Paid the ticket, move on.
Can't do this song now. Totally racist. White Room by Cream. Here we go. Oh, this brings back some memories. The old Revolution, the original theme song of Wake Up Tucson. And then we saw by 2012, Joe and I are like, oh, this place is screwed. We're going to ridicule. Welcome back, everyone. Good morning, the Mark Van Buren.
Good morning.
Brought him in early because I'm not used to
this on a Tuesday.
I know.
I know there's not going to be any food here, so...
Well, that's untrue.
Oh, wait a minute. He's got a breadstick over there left over from something.
Well, Matt?
I can share.
No, I brought
no,
some.
No, I'm just kidding.
So I got the chocolate chip cookie from Friday.
Oh. Goodness.
But then Mrs. D made a cheddar fresh rosemary scone.
A savory scone. There you go. Look at you.
So I'll heat you up one of those.
Look at you.
And man, we'll throw a scone down your throat so you stop complaining.
I got to bring my union in.
I got to get to this letter from one of our listeners, Debbie. Hi, Chris. Just had to tell you when you brought up Tia Gloria's bake sale for potholes yesterday. There's a large growing, larger by day pothole on South Park. I tried 311, no response. Just a message in English, then Spanish, that repeats so rapidly that it drives you mad. In other words, it does what it's intended to, which is forces you to their online portal. The online portal is 100% useless. It doesn't allow you to... They want you... This is your, like... You're supposed to tell them that there's something up, right? Like, something needs to be fixed. The portal does not allow you to describe the location. It will only accept a specific address. There's no specific address because there's no building right there. There's a map that maybe someone brighter than me could use to get to function. For me, it was worthless. Oh, Debbie, you got a lot of time on your hands. You call the City of Tucson main number, and then someone answers it saying City of Tucson Ward 4. But she's in Ward... Is that Ward 4? I guess that is 04. Dahl?
Southeast?
Yeah, that's Southeast.
Dahl is...
Tree.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
I think so.
You're correct. So... City of Tucson, Ward 4.
Perpetrators of violent crime are the victims.
Thank you, Dahl. I tell her why I'm calling. She then calls me to call the city manager's office. Then she gives me that number. No, she doesn't offer to connect me. I eventually find the number for the City of Tucson road maintenance. I'm on hold for 5 minutes when a rep answers. You would not believe, wait, you would believe how rude and stupid this person was. She didn't appear to know what north, south, east, west meant. Here's exactly what I told her over and over again. It's on South Park, south of Irvington. It's in the southbound lane between Irvington and Robert Hansen Drive. She argues with me. That's not specific enough. I need an address.
Wow.
They wouldn't be able to find it, or they might fix the wrong pothole, and you'll need to call back again and tell me how to fix the wrong pothole. She really said that. Let me do this again. City of Tucson representative. That's not specific enough. I need an address. They won't be able to find it, or they might fix the wrong pothole. That's amazing. She really said that. She took far more time arguing with me than it would have taken her to simply type my words into the computer. By the way, I left a message at the city manager's office, as there's no one answering the phone there. I told them their 311 number phone is a joke, and so is their website. Thought you'd be interested. Cheers, Debbie. Sounds about right. I mean, you have a mayor who doesn't give a hell what you think. Why would the staff? So, real quick, holidays while we go. It's Sprinkle Day. for your cookies.
Oh, there you go.
So
ice cream.
Or your, that's true, or your ice cream. It's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. It's Gorgeous Grandma Day. And it's one of my favorites, flavor combos, peanut butter and chocolate day. That's always a winner. All right, we're going to do you got to leave it at any?
No. Sort of,
all right, I'm gonna get one more thing I want to get into before we get into Spencer Tracy movies. So yeah. You're on Wake Up Tucson. It's a Friday on a Taco Tuesday. So just to confuse the hell out of you. Wake up.